Senator Ted Stevens says he never engaged in a scheme to conceal anything from the Senate. Stevens took the stand today in his own defense. He's on trial in Washington for felony counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms. APRN's Libby Casey is covering the trial in Washington and joins us by phone. Hi, Libby.
Good evening, Lori.
Libby, Senator Stevens didn't have to take the stand. Did you know he would?
Well, his lawyers announced a few days ago that he would testify, but there was much questioning going on by court watchers and the press. It's really common for people not to take the stand when they're on trial because it's seen as being risky. You know, you open yourself up to cross-examination. So we didn't really know what was going to happen until this afternoon when it was time to call the next witness. The defense called Senator Stevens.
In this trial, most of the testimony has started with softer questions, people talking about their background. Did Stevens get right to the point?
Yes. In a rapid fire, his attorney, Brendan Sullivan, asked him, "When you signed the forms, did you believe they were accurate and truthful?" And Stevens said, "Yes, sir." Sullivan asked, "Did you ever intentionally file false statements?" Stevens said, "No, I did not." And Sullivan asked, "And did you engage in any scheme to conceal anything from the Senate?" Stevens said, "No, sir." Stevens was only on the stand for about 20 minutes before the court day ended.
So, Libby, will Senator Stevens return to the stand tomorrow?
Absolutely. Tomorrow will be the big day when they'll have to get into the meat of the case. Did Stevens know about gifts given to him by oilfield services company Vigo and its CEO Bill Allen, as well as gifts from other friends? We've heard a lot of testimony in the last 4 weeks about the gifts. You know, we've seen emails about them. Some of the gifts are still sitting at Stevens' homes in Alaska and Washington. So now it's Ted Stevens' turn to explain. Did he not know about them? Did he not want them? Was it someone else's fault?
One of the alleged gifts is the major renovation of Stevens' home in Girdwood. His lawyers say Mrs. Stevens was the one to oversee the project and pay the bills. Did we hear from her today?
Yes, Catherine Stevens took the stand and went through the bills she paid on their house in Girdwood. Many of them were to contractor Augie Payone, who runs a company called Christensen Builders. Catherine Stevens paid him around $100,000, which the government says certainly covers some of the renovation costs, but they claim that Vigo also did work for free. The government estimates Vigo maybe did $180,000 worth of work, and they say two Vigo employees in particular dedicated themselves to working on the project on Vigo's clock. Today, Catherine said she thought those men were working for Christensen Builders, who she paid. She knew they worked at Vigo, but she said for this project, she figured Christensen was paying them. She sent one of the men a thank you letter, a bonus check, and airline tickets. Those went to a guy named Rocky Williams, which she mailed to him at Vigo, not Christensen Builders. The prosecutors asked why, and she said, well, Williams must have told her to send it there. And she thought he was just like a seasonal Vigo worker. She also shipped Williams things to his address at Vigo for the house, like a cabinet and door fixtures. The prosecution poked some holes into Catherine Stevens' assertion that she thought Christensen Builders was the contractor covering everything. Like one example is the original renovation design plans. Catherine insisted that she paid for them in the Christensen bills, but those plans were actually done 2 months before she hired Christensen, and they were done by a Vigo employee who testified earlier in the trial to doing them on Vigo's time clock. Also, Catherine finished paying Christensen Builders in 2001, but a full year later, more work was done on the house. There was a new deck, metal stairs, a balcony. Catherine said she looked for a bill but didn't find one. Well, the prosecutor said, so you came home, found a deck, and looked for a bill, and then what? And Stevens said, you know, she didn't find a bill, so she didn't worry about it.
How did she explain gifts that Stevens is accused of lying about, such as the gas grill and a massage chair?
Well, her repeated statement was that she hated those things. You know, she said she never wanted the grill, didn't know how it got there, and she was actually afraid of using it. She said she hated furniture Bill Allen moved into her house. He took away her furniture and replaced it. But Catherine Stevens never moved his stuff out. It's still there at the house. And the prosecutor asked, well, you make a lot of money. Why can't you get the unwanted furniture out? And she said she didn't know where to send it. She was going to send it to the dump and just never dealt with it. Also, a massage chair that Stevens has at his Washington, D.C. home, Catherine Stevens said she thought it was stupid and was just taking up space. So she sort of deflected that and those gifts and said they weren't things that she wanted and they weren't things that she liked. They weren't things the couple enjoyed.
All right, Libby, thanks for that update.
Thanks so much, Lori.
That's Libby Casey, APRN's Washington, D.C. correspondent, reporting on the Stevens trial.